Well, good morning, Brock Hunter. Oh, hey, yeah. Speaking of home improvement, Tim Allen, I finally caught an episode of that Assembly Required or Some Assembly Required.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Came out a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, I think so. But I finally caught it over on Hulu. They had it on there. And it's great, man. It's awesome. It's just like.
It is. It's interesting. It's just like a different style.
Yeah.
You know? It's like I caught a few episodes. I forgot about that.
Yeah. It's good, man.
To turn that back on.
It's good stuff.
So it's like tool time, right? They go through an actual project or how's it?
So from what I get, just the one episode. So they get three builders and then it's process of elimination. They send them all the same thing for the first round and they have like a short time. It's like any of the other competition shows. It's just like Forge and Fire. Like, all right, here's your first task. You get 90 minutes to do it. Okay,
right,
you get a week, and then they'll crown the winner. So, like, this first one I watched, honestly, the build was kind of boring. They had to build a fire extinguisher, mm-hmm. and they sent them a bunch of stuff, and they had to put their own take on it and build a Class A fire extinguisher. But, you know, then Tim and Richard, they give their little commentary throughout their cracking jokes and everything like
it.
That. So, yeah. It was
hear me out, though. I got a question for you.
What?
They should have just done, like, a home improvement show, like a Bob Vila show, right?
I think when they launched
this,
They should
have just done Tool Time. Just Tool Time, the show.
I think the overhead to do something like that, because what they do with this is everything's over like Zoom. Like they talk to all the builders over Zoom.
Mm-hmm. Well, it started during COVID. That's how you're watching it now. The first.
So I don't know if maybe they could build into something like that, but yeah, it was still fun. I mean, it's just fun to watch. You know, Tim and Richard go back and forth on that and crack jokes at each other and everything like that. So yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff. Okay. No Heidi, though.
No Heidi.
Yeah, a little upsetting. But
anyway. What'd you do with the Pamela Anderson Heidi? What is Pam Anderson doing?
I don't know what she's doing. Yeah. I think OG Heidi, but I'm more of a blondes kind of guy, so. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, they're both good. I mean, either way, it's better than a sharp stick in the eye, either one, so.
Anyway. Okay, let's move on.
Oh, it's time for your rock news and rock history.
There you go.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
I want to talk more about the Heidis.
It's getting a little awkward there for a second.
Come on now. As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy when it comes to getting your car, truck, SUV fixed up. Owner John Van Laniam, his crew, going to get you back on the road quickly and as cost effectively as possible with AIR. Breaking news, Keith Richards still alive, still going.
Still alive.
Still going. Also in your rock news, Wolfgang Van Halen says performing three Van Halen songs at the Taylor Hawkins tribute concert last month shuts the door on any reunion to pay tribute to his late dad, Eddie Van Halen. He told Classic Rock that, quote, the dysfunctional nature of Van Halen makes any reunion chances slim, and then he wouldn't want to take part of it because, quote, I think I already did it with the Taylor Hawkins tributes. I feel a lot of closure because my part of the show was a tribute to my father. During those shows in London and Los Angeles, Wolfgang played On Fire, Hot for Teacher in Panama with Dave Grohl on bass, John Freese on drums, and The Darkness's Justin Hawkins on vocals. Wolfgang said that, quote, when it comes to Van Halen and entities surrounding the band, it's unfortunate, certainly compared to Foo Fighters, who have their stuff together with interpersonal relationships. I don't know what it is with some bands, but certain personalities just can't get over themselves to work collectively for one purpose. I think he's talking about David Lee Roth, but I'm not 100% sure.
I mean, it's like a wild guess.
A few hours after the Classic Rock posted its story about the interview, Wolfgang seemed very unhappy with the way the magazine had used some of the quotes without publishing the whole interview. He tweeted, quote, I implore you to read the full interview when it actually comes out, not this pull the quote to get the biggest reaction crap social media gets to do. Weird thing to pull quotes from an interview that isn't out yet that talked about many other things, but got to get those clicks. So maybe it wasn't even the quotes I'm reading there aren't the full story, you know?
Story, right. Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah. Clickbait, man.
The game of telephone. Everything is twisted through the media until it gets to you. And then
we live in a world of clickbait, man. That's all it is. You got to get those clicks. But I think there is some truth, though, behind the
Just buck up and play?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's
or are
it's,
you too, or maybe it's maybe they're too old.
It's been tumultuous for that band since the 70s, man. And then, you know, David Lee Roth going on his own, getting kicked out of the band, not getting kicked out of the band, then Sammy coming in. I mean, I don't know. I just wish they could get it. Of course, now with Eddie gone. Honestly, with Eddie gone, I don't think they should do anything. I don't think they should.
I think you're right there.
Right?
I'd agree with that. Here's the thing. Okay, your ex-girlfriend, you know, the one that you didn't like, Brock. You guys, you know, you broke up badly, burned a bridge, never was good. But years go by, you kind of just, you could be cordial, right?
Yeah.
Like if she came around, would you be like, blah, 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 like pick up right where you left, blah? No. Now it's going to be a little awkward, but time has healed a little bit, right?
Hey, that's the Saigon whore that bit my nose off. Yeah. No, you're right.
I don't know. Is it different in a band because you got to sit there and practice and play and you got to see them all?
And it's just you get to the level of Roth and Hagar and all those guys. Like, I mean, they're just on a – their mindset is different. Not calling them bad guys, but, I mean, you just – you're not going to flip that switch after, you know, 40 years, you know, of being told that, oh, no, you're the best. You know what I mean? You know, I don't know.
Yeah, let's put a little psychology on them. Let's just be like, no, we really don't want you guys.
Yeah, actually, we don't want you. Honestly, you know, I think you guys have
moved
out.
On.
Yeah, we don't think you can do it. I don't think you can do it.
We don't think.
And then what's like, gosh, we can do this. Let's
we
even
do it.
Let's get Gary in here, man. Come on, we can do this, guys.
Right.
We can do that. Anyway, so, but in my honest opinion, as much as I love Van Halen, and I got to see the original lineup for the most part with Eddie and Roth, with Eddie being gone, I don't think you do it. I don't think you do it. Not saying you don't do some one-off shows here and there and you get, you know, a great guitar player to step in, but I don't think you do a full tour without Eddie. I don't think as fans, I'd be as interested. You know what I mean?
So, how about this? We'll just chalk it up to the hologram show.
Yeah, do that. There you go. Just get holograms of all from the 70s.
There you go.
Early 80s in their prime, and then go from there. So, anyway. All right, that's your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
Going back, October 4th, 1996, more Van Halen news. Van Halen announced that Gary Cherone, formerly of Extreme, would be the singer that would replace Sammy Hagar. Poor Gary Cherone gets no love.
You
when
know?
It comes to the Van Halen era. Now, he only made one.
Wait, Gary who?
Gary Cherone. You know, he's with Extreme.
Oh, yeah.
Gary Cherone. No idea. Not ringing any bells.
Kind of leaning into him not getting any love.
What happened with Sammy left the band. All right. The relationship broke down. And he left the band. They had huge success. Honestly, more commercial success with Hagar than they did with than with David Lee Roth, okay? But then they tried to bring Roth back, and when they were recording stuff for a greatest hits album, they just once again fell apart, and they didn't even finish, and they kicked him back out of the band. That's when they brought in Gary Cherone. Gary's got a great voice, man. He does.
Gary.
But I don't think people were ever on board with Gary Cherone, which I feel bad because, I mean...
Top Gun singer.
Gary. Gary, sing the song. Gary. Anyway, so just show some Gary some love. He just was coming in trying to fill in. All right,
Gary.
Trying to do his best. Gary is a good singer. All right,
he really
anyway.
Is, though.
That is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.